This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Veer Bal Divas, a nationwide celebration honouring children as the foundation of India's future at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. In 2022, Mr. Modi had announced that 26 December will be marked as Veer Bal Divas to pay tribute to the courage of the Sahibzades, the sons of Guru Gobind Singh, and their quest for justice. Our correspondent reports that the day will focus on nurturing young minds, fostering creativity and inspiring contributions to the vision of Viksit Bharat. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for exceptional achievements in 7 categories in New Delhi today. Children from 14 states and union territories are being honoured with the Bal Puraskar for their achievements in art and culture, bravery, innovation, science and technology, social service, sports and environment. Each awardee will receive a medal, certificate and a citation booklet. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute over 58 lakh property cards under the Swamitva scheme tomorrow. Mr. Modi will also interact with the beneficiaries of the scheme during the event. Under the scheme, a record of rights will be handed over to every property owner in the village, abadi, or inhabited areas. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj said that the Swamitva scheme will give the landowners a proof of ownership which can be used to acquire credit by enabling monetization of their properties. Talking to media in New Delhi, Panchayati Raj Secretary Vivek Bharatwaj highlighted that around 3,17,000 villages have been surveyed through drone inspection under the scheme and over 1,37,000 crore square meter residential land has been mapped. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has registered a net addition of 13,41,000 members during October this year. Labour and Employment Ministry said the surge in members can be attributed to growing employment opportunities, increased awareness of employee benefits and EPFO's effective outreach initiatives. The provisional payroll data showed that EPFO enrolled around 7,50,000 new members in October of the current fiscal year. The data showed dominance of the 18 to 25 age group, constituting over 58% of the total members added during the period. Celebrated Malayalam writer and filmmaker M.T. Vasudevan Nair, often referred to as M.T., passed away at a private hospital in Kozhikode last night at the age of 91. M.T. had been ailing for some time and was hospitalized since the 15th of this month. A prolific and versatile storyteller, M.T.'s literary and cinematic works had a profound impact on Malayalam literature and cinema. His major works include Nalukettu, Kalam, Manju, Ashravitu and Randamuram. A recipient of Gyanpeeth in 2005, M.T. was awarded the Padma Bhushan, Kerala Jyoti, Kendriya Sahitya Academy and the Kerala Sahitya Academy Awards. Kerala government has declared state mourning today and tomorrow. All government functions scheduled to be held today have been deferred. India's leading fast bowler, Jasprit Bumrah, has achieved a remarkable feat in the ICC men's test bowling rankings. He has reached 904 rating points, equaling the highest rating ever achieved by an Indian bowler. This record was previously held by spinner Ravichandran Ashwin. Australia were 71-4 no loss against India in the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne a short while ago. Earlier, Australia won the toss and decided to bat first. Both the teams are one match each in the five-match series. Team India has had a solid record in recent Boxing Day tests, with the Rohit Sharma-led side winning two of the last three encounters, while one ended in a draw. In shooting, the duo of Maheshwari Chauhan and Anantjeet Singh Naruka won the skeet mixed team title for their home state Rajasthan in the National Shooting Championship in New Delhi yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.